All right, guys, we're clear.
We're all clear. Good.
How do you think? How do you think everything's going?
Good. Really good.
Yeah, it's all right.
I like this. I feel like it's good back and forth, right? I feel like we're bouncing all around.
I think it's fantastic. I still have a problem of there's still a little bit of a gap for me, at least, like a little bit of a time gap. So I'm like, wait, like when you pause, I'm like, I don't want to interrupt. And then I start talking to them. But all of those things are so easy to fix in post. Like, that's why I'm no longer stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like times when you're freezing for like a second. And so if we look like we're just like, and it's probably our internet because it was being really weird last night. But yeah, I don't notice anything other than that. Yeah.
I see that. I see you guys pause like that, but I know that because I'm recording it, it won't be blocked out. And there's a few times where, you know, that like weird internet electric kind of audio sound where it's like, it's hard to even like mimic the sound, but I hear it. And before I would be like, man, now I just let it run because that's life. Like, what are you going to do? If I was listening to a podcast and I know that it's kind of, produced on a budget, I'm just like, whatever, they're just people, it's normal, whatever, you know. So
are you finding, this is unrelated, are you finding like you're getting the same sandal size ordered?
Because with
head size, like there's like a range that's pretty normal and it's like between 4 and 5 sizes. There are obviously other sizes, but like I would assume that there's like an average range for feet too.
There is. What one thing that I've noticed is, or what I've done essentially is, I believe it was Sarah that recommended a certain brand, and she told me, hey, you can just go to their website and print it out. So I printed out every single size that they had available, and I just have a stack of papers. And when I need a particular size, I glue that piece of paper to cardstock, cut it out. And every single time, and there's like a stack that I just haven't used, but there's multiple. Every time that I reuse a pattern, I glue it onto another piece of cardstock. And then so it builds up because until it's something that I use so much that I like transfer it onto plastic, then like all of my wallets, and I have like clicker dies for like pocket inserts on wallets, but there's 5 straight lines for me to cut out the body of a wallet, the like front part, that I'm like, I'm not going to spend the money that it costs to get dies for these when I can just be patient and I'll work with the company and they'll just send them to me and I'll advertise for them or whatever. You know I mean? That works. Speaking of which, real quick, have you guys had luck in that same sense? Because I talk to a lot of people and I don't think that they're utilizing the fact that these companies want to send stuff that could be used, especially for how much video work that you guys do. Do you guys use that to try to work with companies for tools or dyes or anything like that?
We haven't yet.
We were, well, Weaver. Is that what you mean?
I don't think we've really, I wouldn't say we've like produced something for them.
No, but they gave us a real good discount on getting that big ass clicker.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I guess that's the only thing. We haven't really gone that route, like a content creation route. We're not opposed to it. I just think like anything we do, it's got to be super genuine to us and what we're doing.
Right.
It's like the wrong fit. Then it's like, I don't want to force on our audience, like, here, buy this. It can be made in space. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. You know, I think when I think of you, Nick, I think of you as a very like meticulous, thought out person. And I say that with the absolute like most respect, because there's so many times that I've ran things past you. And I just really, really appreciate your advice, like on like a real friend level. So for me, there's like this dueling thing where I'm like, you guys are the absolute best candidates for this whole like influencer kind of like working and doing branding with companies and, you know, writing up proposals to be like, man, we're posting lives every single week. We're making videos on all these different platforms to get your whatever tool it is that you guys need to bring in. There's ways of writing it up, but kind of hearing what you just said, if it's not authentic, then you kind of don't want to do it. Because I'll tell you from my experience, there's a lot of limitations and there's timelines and there's like this pressure, like, hey, we sent you out, you know, thousands of dollars worth of stuff. Where's that video or that series of videos? Or, hey, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And it can be hard and it can be really stressful. There's kind of a balance. And I'm guessing at this point where you guys are fully operational, you got everything you kind of need. Like, is there still stuff?
Like, unless like Juki wants to sponsor us.
Yeah, unless they want to give us a post bed with a 17
exactly. Or maybe Cobra wants to send us a second sewing machine. Like, I don't know that there's a lot of like stuff that we need.
I think for us, that would be like the next step would be like lifestyle type things. Like, like your clothes, like, or
and
something that, like that.
That's actually,
which would be a genuine way of doing it.
Yeah. We have been doing it. And that for me is more of like actually working with other small businesses, which is cool. And I feel like I would support you even if you weren't going to send me this thing for free, because I love your clothes anyway.
Right. Right. So, and I think because you guys are fashion forward and you have a fashion brand, I think the stuff that you're making isn't like the rustic or that kind of image. It's high fashion. It's cut high fashion. The designs are high fashion. So you kind of fit right into that kind of niche where you can't. Can you hear me? So you guys fit right into that category where it's not forced. Like me, I know what kind of market I can reach out to where I'll have success. And like I said, you guys both are so meticulous and understand your big picture goals that I'm sure you've thought it out. I'm just interested because I feel like a lot of people reach out to me and want advice in how to get some whatever kind of sponsorship thing going on.
Yeah.
And I was just curious what kind of experience you guys had.
The same thing. It's almost like, do you design a product you know will sell because you know it will sell, or do you design what you love and find the people that will love that too?
Yeah. And that second one is pretty much what we
do. That's exactly how I feel with the products that I make. I'd rather make one thing that I hate making and find that out on a Sunday for myself, that it's just not something
I want to say this on the podcast, but I have to say, like, thank you so much, because I was listening to your podcast when you talked about the Sunday thing, Selfish Sundays, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not doing it specifically in leather. I had this like buildup of all these other things I want to get done for myself. Like, I wanted to make this table for the living room. And I was like, and now that Wes is in camp, I can finally have like more of a weekend.
Right.
Take a day to make it. And I am still sharing it now on Instagram and people seem to be excited about it. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And for me, it's, like I don't do downtime. Like I just can't do downtime. Like, I'm learning how to rest, but that's like still a structured form. Like, everything is structured. So if I work Monday through Saturday, like a normal work schedule, and I'm disciplined in it, when it comes Sunday and I, you know, sleep in a little bit, I have breakfast and then I come out, I still want to be here. Like, I still want to like be in my studio space. So I'm like, well, let me just make something. And I get better at making other things and quicker by experimenting and running into problems. That's the most beneficial thing as possible, is just having complete fuck ups and being like, okay, how do I fix this in real time where I'm not sending it out to somebody? I have a leather sponsor. I can redo a little like Japanese knife sheath that I can try again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you though, because that has been, awesome. I mean, I've only just started doing it and I decided like I'll just share these things on the weekend and see if people want to watch me do these other weird things that have nothing to do with leather. And these people seem to be into it. So I'm like, that's cool. I'll share it too. And it's even more content. And I'm actually doing something that's not to do with work.
There's two awesome things I think with you doing that is one, it shows another side of you and makes you relatable. And two, it's the weekend and not a lot of people are focused on social media on the weekend. It's Saturday specifically. Sunday mornings, I feel like there's times that I post things that get a little bit of traction, but building a story on Saturday or Sunday on a project, meaning a snapshot or a short video and posting it in real time on your story.
Yes.
It's so good. And there's a strategy behind it. And I'm constantly learning it where you're like, you post one thing and you're starting, and then 2 hours later you post a photo and people come back to it. And they're constantly like engaging with your story and you're leading them on.
That's so smart. I didn't even think about it that way, but that is exactly what I'm doing.
Another thing that I found out recently is when you watch somebody else's story, it bumps your story up first in queue for their like lineup. So I do often is like in the morning, and I know I'm going to like build a story throughout the day, which is pretty much every day. I push the first story and then let every single story play, every single one, turn the volume down, and it's just playing in the background. Not like even when you're not paying attention to it, you're still going through the whole thing. So then I see dramatic numbers in the views on my stories go up when I do that.
That's a pro tip right there.
I'm doing that. Saturday morning while I get ready.
She acts like she doesn't just watch stories all the time.
I do actually watch stories. But that's on my personal account.
True.
I'm not going on Hemlock and Hyde and pushing the stories. Right. I do watch stories all the time. That's my favorite way to do it.
That's awesome. Well, before we jump back in, how do you feel the direction is going? You guys are co-hosts. So if you guys want to take it in a different direction, what I have down here is sharing your new line, the downloading, the patterns, and then you guys doing your online courses. Now that we have a little momentum within the podcast, is there anything that you guys feel like you want to change or topics, anything like that?
I don't really think so.
That's pretty much what I think.
This is kind of how we do it.
Yeah.
Too. We just kind of talk.
Just chit chat. That's what I want to bring. Yeah. Like I said, it's like we're not doing so much. I mean, it is a Q&A in the sense that you guys are highlighted through it, but it's a back and forth conversation. And it's also, I want to try to make you guys feel as like comfortable as co-hosts and also going fully left field, talking about random stuff like stories that are inspired by things that we're talking about, and just don't feel like you're ever rambling. Those are the best. That's the best.
Okay.
Cool.
Get long-winded. That's what we're going for.
I won't ramble.
And then
you can ramble.
Yeah. It's a good balance. And also another thing too, when you guys are talking, if you guys talk over each other, that's completely different than me talking over you guys. It all comes in as one single audio feed when I edit it, and it creates this like how you can see the panels on your screen. There's you guys, then there's me. So you guys adding to each other, or like it's okay, is what I'm saying.
Everything, okay, I was like, is this good or bad?
No, in the way that I know how post goes, it's going to go really well. That's it.
Oh, good.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. Are you guys ready to get back to it?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, I'll lead into it.